Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's good for a cold?
Besides cock?
Is cock good for a cold?
I would say wedgie.
You're not being helpful.
Okay, if you really want
to
know.
I'm trying to nip this.
Are you like it congested?
Does it sound like I'm congested?
A little bit. You're like, like my magic little combination is Claritin and Advil. And I honestly wish I had endorsements by both.
Does it wipe it out?
It'll, like, within 48 hours, you'll be, like...
Claritin and Advil.
Yeah, like, the Advil takes care of the fever, if you got fever.
I don't fear. It's just, like, a head cold.
Oh,
it's just sort of, like, foggy and...
Yeah, Claritin will help you, but it's only good for, like, I would say 12 hours, something like that. But you got sick, man.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. I'm just run down.
What did you... You're run down. How did your kid's musical recital go?
Rockstar?
Yeah.
Awesome.
How was it?
It was good. It was good.
Did he make us proud?
Did you see the... I guess you got tagged in
I saw the picture. I got the picture, but I didn't see a video. Where's the video, man?
I have it on my phone. I'll show you after.
Your son was playing Billy Idol.
Dancing with myself.
Yeah, that's right.
He was playing bass.
Were you like, yes, he got it?
Was he less
nervous?
He was very nervous. But you helped him a lot. He was so much more... before, he was like freaking out. And then you came over.
And I was like, it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
But you know what? He had some of the... Like, the things down. But funny thing is, like, the teacher taught him how to do things harder. You know, I was like, you got to break things down.
Well, it was weird because in their class, they had different teachers, different days. So you never you have, like, one solo voice going through. It was different people, different techniques.
Were you like, oh, my God, my kid's playing Billy Idol?
He's like, yeah. He's
a rock star.
He's rocking it out.
So is he going to stick with it?
I don't know.
He looked pretty cool with the bass, I gotta say.
He was the only one moving around to the music.
That's awesome.
Everyone else was like standing there playing their instruments.
So you're like, that's right.
And he was like, he actually had some rhythm in him, which I don't know where he got that from.
That had to make you proud. He must have been like super stoked.
He was having
fun,
so yeah.
That's awesome. Well, tell him, give him a high five from me.
I will do that.
You promise. Say, McKeel was very proud of you, of your performance.
How was Sundance?
Sundance was awesome, man. It was just like a jam-packed week. I feel like I didn't talk. I mean, not talk. I didn't sleep.
You sing the whole time? I'd be so annoyed. You would annoy everybody if you just
said, "Can I have a burger?"
Oh God!
No, it was amazing. The weather was perfect up until the band arrived.
Yeah.
The band arrived. There was like a blizzard the whole weekend. It was kind of funny, but I was able to see 9 movies.
Good ones.
Loved 8 of them. I saw 3 foreign films. Like when you go to Sundance, the cool thing about Sundance is not the movies that necessarily get the big deals and get to the theaters. It's kind of cool to see the movies that maybe may not, or they may just be so out there, but they're really well
made. What was that one that got in the big bidding war?
That was Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation,
and
that's right.
My friend made that movie.
Oh, really?
He wrote it and directed in it and also acted in it. His name is Nate Parker.
How come you've never hooked me up with him to put me in one of his
movies? I didn't know he was directing that. I literally didn't know he was directing until that movie came out. Dude,
that like hit at the right
million.
Time with like all the Oscar stuff, and everyone was like, "There's no black people in Hollywood," blah blah blah. Yeah. And then like that movie came, and it was like,
and you know what's
and
awesome?
Then, like, all the white guilt from all the studios were like, "We're gonna bid for this
the
movie."
The cool thing is, it made $17 million, which is a Sundance record. B, it was a remake. You know, it was a remake of a white supremacist movie.
Yeah, the original film, Birth of a Nation.
So the cool thing is that they just told
you ever see the original?
I've never seen the original. I want to see the original before
you
couldn't.
It's hard to watch because it's like one of the first. It's one of the earliest films.
Was it uncomfortable to watch?
No, it's just one of the earliest films ever made.
You're just like, ooh.
Well, it's just because the technology was so new. It was like one of the earliest films ever made.
So I saw a movie called Mi Amiga del Parque, which was the first movie I saw. It was a movie from Venezuela, female director. To a foreign film, and it was just about like a woman with a child, a single mom story. Not really a single mom because her husband was overseas doing a movie.
Yeah,
but basically like the struggles that a single mom has with just like babysitters or making friends and all that. And the entire movie, you're just tense because you're just like, what is, oh my God, she lost, oh my God, she lost her baby. Oh my God. Like, you're just like on edge the entire movie. So it was actually great because you just feel so much. And then the second movie I saw was called Green Room, and Patrick Stewart was in that, and yeah. he was brilliant in it. Amazing cast. It was about a punk band that was on tour, and they end up witnessing a murder in the green room, and then they're just stuck in the green room, and it's like, how do they get out? And Patrick Stewart is like the owner of the club, and he just plays like the most opposite role you've ever seen him in. Then I kind of saw a shitty movie, an Iranian foreign film called No Flag, A Flag with No Country. Yeah. That was just, it wasn't that it was a bad movie, it was just that the pacing was so slow that it was just like, oh my God. And then the payoff was just not, it was just boring, you know? Yeah. Then I saw a bunch of documentaries. I saw a movie called Tickled, a documentary about tickling competitions in Los Angeles and all over the country.
That's a thing?
I was kind of embarrassed. I'm like, New Zealanders probably think we're just crazy. And then I saw a movie called, what was the other? Oh, I saw the Michael Jackson documentary. That was the big one that I really wanted to see. I got into the Michael Jackson documentary that Spike Lee directed.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was called From Motown to Off the Wall.
Yeah.
It was like the hardest movie to get into all week. And I went in for the last showing, and it was totally sold out. Waiting list was closed. And so I was sitting there, and I was just like asking. I was like, do you have an extra ticket? One guy was like, yeah. And then I was with my buddy, and I asked another lady. I'm like, do you have an extra ticket? She was like, yeah, I do, actually. I'm like, oh, my God. And like the day before.
Were you going to tell your buddy just to F off if you couldn't do that extra
ticket? No, he actually was like, dude, I'm going to give you this ticket if you can't get it. I was like, don't even say that. We're both going in this together. And I heard the day before
Sting. The power of positivity.
Sting tried to just get into the movie.
Sting?
Yeah, Sting was there, and he tried to get into the movie, and they were like, sorry, you don't have a ticket.
Did they know it was Sting?
Yeah, yeah. But, dude, they're so hardcore about tickets because – if you don't have a ticket, like, you should not be seeing in the movie. I mean, they're hardcore about, like, even if you leave your jacket in the seat next to you, like, you don't do that, you know? So it was kind of cool. Like you know, I was telling my mom that, and she was like, you know, it's kind of good that, you know, those people go through stuff like that too, you know? So it was awesome. Yeah,
right. That theater is probably a parking lot right now.
I did 2 days of snowboarding, which was amazing. And then I, the band flew in. I did a radio show. I did a TV show.
Nice.
The brutal thing about the TV show, which I love doing every year, but this year they scheduled it at 7 in the morning. Ooh. On the day of our
first show.
You had
to sing at 7 in the morning?
Sing at 7 in the morning. I went to bed at 2. I had to get up at 5 to get there at 6:30, you know, just to, like, shower and everything.
Why'd you go to bed at 2?
Well, because I was at movies. Like, you just get movies, whatever you can get. Ugh. Movies. So I was at movies till 2, and then got up at 5. And then the band flew in, and I totally ditched the band for the Michael Jackson movie. I was like, guys, the rental car's waiting there for
you. Guys, what's that over there?
I was like, just get to the hotel. I'll meet you there when I get back. So I came back, ran a bunch of errands, had to get some cables last minute and just drums and stuff like that. We got to the club. We had an opener from Idaho that was amazing. Really great band. They were like Allman Brothers meets Fleetwood Mac, like kind of like a country rock band. And then we played. We played for 2 hours, packed set. Then the next day, I took the guys to see a movie about the Sandy Hook Elementary.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Ugh. It was called Newtown. It was one of the heaviest movies. Ugh. I saw all week. Just, like, they gave you a profile into the families. You saw the kids.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, it was pretty intense. But, you know, it was a good thing. It was a good thing to see, actually. Gives you a lot of perspective. And then we played again, and I had that DJ from last year that opened up for us. He opened for us. And there was an even bigger crowd. We had about, I'd say, 250 people the first night.
Is it weirder opening for, like, when a DJ opens for you as opposed to another band?
No, I like it.
It's no difference?
I actually like that there were two different opening acts, but I really wanted him to do both, you know? But yeah. It was kind of cool. And the second night, we had 350 people, and it was just jam-packed, and he scratched during our set, and it was just amazing. So it was an amazing week. Got some snowboarding, saw some friends, saw a bunch of movies.
And you go up there on your own dime?
I go there on my own. They pay us.
They pay you when you're
up
there?
Yeah, they pay us to play
there. Oh, okay.
So it's actually awesome. And I get hooked up with hotels. And I get pretty – I have that whole place dialed in now.
That's
like
good.
I get free parking. Like that's really – free imagine. Parking in Sundance.
Free parking anywhere is good.
Is a very hard thing to get. But I've got that whole place dialed in now.
Nice.
Like I know where to go, how to get the promo stuff done. Like I know what mountains to go on. There were no lines. It was awesome. It was totally awesome.
What pimps
but traveling
to talk to?
Back was – was brutal.
What hookers to find?
No hookers. No, none of that stuff. But, dude, you got to go. Let's go next year. Let's do the radio
show.
We'll see. No, really. Let's do the radio show from
Sundance. We said that last year.
No, but this year let's actually do it. You know, let's. Anyways, I think our special guest has arrived. Singer songwriter Catherine Jacobs, say hello.
Hello.
Our studio audience loves you already.
Aww.
Catherine was one of my former students.
Yeah, she said she took your shit private.
You had Rockstar 101 and you did private lessons, right?
That's right. That's right.
She's going to rock your socks off.
Rockstar 101.
She's going to rock your socks off. Anyways, Catherine, let's just jump into it. I know you're an international phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
So tell us, like, where you were born and raised and how you got into music and what was the thing that was the trigger for you.
All right. So I was born in Munich in Germany.
Do you speak German?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
When did you move out of Germany?
3 years ago.
Oh, so you're like, yeah, you were like.
I'm German.
Super German, German until yeah, like 3 years.
Okay. She's super German.
Well, like some people move it like when they're four. I'm like, okay, well, you like barely remember Germany.
No. She's like an international. That's what I said. She's an international.
Got it. Understand now. Got it.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'm from Germany. And I, of course, like most people, I always love music. I always like to sing. I started piano lessons and. Probably when I was 13, I joined a school band, and then after high school,
a jazz band or like what kind of band?
No, pop rock, you know, just
that's awesome.
Yeah, just
dude, I never had that band. In high school or middle school. That would have been amazing.
Because you grew up in America,
yeah,
where God. They don't care about the arts.
It's true, it's true, it's true. All right, sorry, go ahead. I had events.
So I did that, and then after high school, I decided to go for music, and I went to a music school in Germany called Music College. And
good
I
name.
Was there. Yeah, well,
keep
it's an
simple.
English name.
Keep
so.
It self-explanatory.
I was there for 3 years, and after that, I decided to keep studying, and I went to Hollywood to see.
And you're like, where's music job?
You're like, yeah. Where is
I went
it
to music
happening?
College. Where's music job?
Exactly. Well, I didn't feel ready for that. I did not know what to do after school. I was like, okay, so now what? I have a degree in music now, but what am I doing with it? So I just felt like I needed to be somewhere else. I looked at two schools here, and I decided to go to the LA Music Academy in Pasadena.
That's right.
And that's when I came out here in 2012. And, yeah, I did my Associate of Arts and...
And you finished.
I finished, so what's and the, I'm still here.
What's the big difference in going, like, so you got a degree in music in Germany,
uh-huh.
and then you came here to go and get another
good
degree
question,
in music?
Good question, Eddie.
Why, just like, what's the difference? Like,
no,
why
would
you?
That's a good question.
I think
that.
It's really not so much for the degree. It's more for, I mean, there it was more theory, and here I got way more performance and contacts, and it's just a whole different world in Los Angeles.
Could you have gone just to here and not done music college in Germany?
Yes and no, because of the visa. I needed to do something here so I could actually come here and be here. So,
but
I,
you couldn't
I
have got into the LA one without having the music degree already?
Or could you have just come to LA?
Oh, yeah,
too.
yeah, but I didn't even know about the
school
at first. So, I mean,
I think when you start to study music too, it's like, oh, you can study music? Like that's how it was for me. It was like, oh, that's an option? You can actually go to a music conservatory or a school and learn about the craft and perfect it. So I think a lot of it's just like you want to train and get good. Just
and meet people and know, and not so much learn how to sing, because you can always take lessons, but really learn like what it is about the music business or what can I actually do with music.
Right.
Other than have gigs or... really learn how to do everything.
That's the most important thing too. It's like you learn like how to work with people, especially your peers. Like a lot of people think like music schools are about the professors, but they're really not. It's really about the students. It's about the people that.
Well, I think any
collective learning,
any graduate school, like music or film, or I think it's more about working with other people that are your peers in that profession, because that's who you're going to be working with once you graduate. You know.
Right.
Well said, Eddie.
I don't know what I'm
Man,
talking about.
Man, dude, you should be sick more often.
It's the NyQuil talking.
All right, so you started writing. When did you start writing songs? Who was the artist that made you want to write songs?
Oh,
two questions.
Well, I think I wrote a song in Germany already, one or two, and I don't know what artist it was then. I didn't write so much then. I really started when I went to Blama in Pasadena.
Right.
We had songwriting classes, and, you know, I wanted to have my stuff. And there's now a few artists that inspire me to write songs, like India Ree and artists like her who have really meaningful songs.
Yeah.
And
they're like real songwriters. Like
exactly.
They play, they write their own lyrics, they write their own melodies. I mean, it's such a different thing.
Well, do you write your songs? I mean, I don't know. When did you learn English?
Oh, I started in fifth.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if she wrote her songs in German.
I'm gonging your question.
No, they were actually always.
You like you always wrote in English?
Pretty much. I tried to do it in
German. I was curious. That's a good question.
It is a good question. And I, you know, I tried in German, but for some reason, I feel like Germans aren't as expressive with emotions than English people are.
Right.
So it's so much easier for me to write in English because it doesn't feel as cheesy.
Right. But you, since you've been studying English since fifth grade, you're pretty, like, pretty comfortable with another with that language, with the
yeah.
English language. It's not like,
especially
if I was trying to write a song in German, it'd just be
yeah.
David Hasselhoff oh, part two. Don't hassle the Hoff,
don't
Eddie.
Hassle the Hoff. I just was curious.
I have a David Hasselhoff.
I don't even I don't know another language, so I wouldn't even know how to like begin to write a song.
Well,
much less
obviously
in English.
You can hear her English is great, and you're like, so when did you learn English?
I just want to know. She's only been here 3 years. I didn't
you,
know
should,
for,
you should have given it back to me like yesterday.
I'm like,
I learned the whole language.
That's impressive.
So you wrote in German first?
No, I didn't. I did try that.
Okay.
I
oh,
did
you
try
tried.
It a few
okay.
times. I don't think I really ever wrote in German. I tried it a few times, but and I want to do it again because there's a lot of German artists right now with a lot of German songs out there in Germany. It's like becoming a big thing right now. So
well, and like music, like classical music, art songs
oh,
were like the first
that too, yeah.
You know, like hit songs, you know, and they're all in yeah. German. So it's definitely possible, but it's really I know what you mean.
It's
like
trendy.
I've been in Austria and Germany, and it's like yeah. there's a certain rigidness with emotion. Like
mm-hmm.
people don't want to be as expressive. Like, it's almost like you stand out too much if you're too expressive. Japanese culture is a lot of the same
yeah.
In that regard. But, yeah, here it's like, yeah, let it all hang out.
Exactly. mm-hmm.
So you started writing here.
Pretty much. I did write a song or two there, but, like, writing, doing it more often and more consistent.
And
when I came here,
it ignited
yeah.
you. You were like, this is what I want to do. This is it right here.
This is part of what I want to do, definitely, yeah.
Part of what he wants. Okay, well, let's hear something first from you, and
uh-huh.
then we'll hear all the other ideas that you want to do so we can just tell our listeners to follow you wherever you go.
All right. All right,
what are you going to play for us?
I'm playing a song called She Rides the Lion. Pretty new, so.
Nice.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. Let's hear it. And you want to introduce your guitarist real quick?
Yes,
she's also
I brought my friend and today guitarist Meli Malavasi. She's
hi everybody
from
hi.
Costa Rica, right?
Yes,
Pura Vida.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
you're
she's
welcome.
Gonna play some guitar. Let's hear it.
Monster, and he wants to control her out to get what he wants. He doesn't shy the hunt, he wants things his way, doesn't accept nothing else. His roar sometimes scares her, but she learned to live in this world. She rides the lion. She is not afraid. The wind in her hair is strong. She knows where she belongs. She rides the lion. She was made to be brave. The sun is hard on her skin, but she knows with him she wins. She a hard one to tame, won't take critic nor blame. Where he leads, she must follow. As today, so tomorrow. Sometimes he's soft, sometimes rough. Sometimes he tries to throw her off, but she's determined to hold on. Cause he taught her to be strong, and she rides the lion, and she is not afraid. The wind in her hair is strong. She knows where she belongs. She rides the lion. She was made to be brave. The sun is hot her skin, but she knows with him she wins. She wins. She rides the lion. She rides the lion.
Very nice. I gotta say, like, our listeners can't see this. I don't know if you can see this. Her handwriting is so neat.
You should not it's tell so, that anybody.
It's so neat. I remember that when you'd bring in songs for lessons, like, oh man, this is nice. Like low chicken scratch. It's like
I like writing.
Very
too.
Nice penmanship. That's mm-hmm. very nice.
Thank you.
I could read it upside down more than I could read most people's handwriting right side up. So, kudos to you. Tell me a little bit about that song. What was the inspiration behind it?
Oh boy. So it was about somebody who was very important in my life, and I wrote that song for him, or about him. About, yeah.
So you're the one that's riding the lion?
Yes. Yeah. So to say, I tried to hide that by saying she could. You got it.
Well, it's really boastful to say I ride the lion.
Right. So, well.
How it's supposed to be.
How it's supposed
right.
to be,
not
right?
Not a secret anymore, yeah.
So, it's awesome. Like, it's. I love the melody. I love the arrangement. I love the words. It's really kind of like soft, glistening, lilting. Eddie was like, his heart was beating.
It was beating.
It was one of those moments.
You're looking for it too long. It's taking too long to find it.
It's
yeah.
one of those moments.
Doesn't work.
Well, we got there.
No, we didn't get there.
See?
Oh, my God, stop.
So let me ask you a question. Like, everybody has a different kind of creative way to write.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your writing process.
I usually have something going on in my life or something that's important to me at the moment, and I start writing it down. So I start with writing lyrics, and sometimes it just comes out in rhymes already. Sometimes I just write whatever. But I usually start like that, and then I find chords and melody after. Sometimes it goes all in one, and I just do it all together. But usually that's what I do. I usually start with the lyrics. And
that's awesome.
Whatever inspires me.
A lot of people, you know, it's like they'll usually start with a riff, or they'll start with something like melody.
The musicians.
And then, yeah. No. But you're doing the same thing. But obviously, you come, like, what? Who are some of your favorite lyricists that like inspire you to write lyrics?
Really India Arie a lot right now. I like her writing. I like that she is very motivating and inspirational to people. I want to do that. I want to not only tell the world what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, but also kind of encourage them. So
that, have you ever seen her live?
Honesty. No, not yet.
She is incredible.
That's
live.
It's on my list.
Super good.
I also do like Ed Sheeran, but more his like
earlier
like,
stuff.
Yeah, earlier stuff, and I do like Pink a lot too. I think she's great.
She's huge in Germany too, right?
Yeah, isn't she is. Mm-hmm.
But India Arie, I don't know if she's got a huge European.
I only
following.
Found out about India Arie like a year ago, really, when I started to listen to her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's incredible. Have you ever seen her live?
No.
I saw her open for John Legend. It was just like she's incredible, and I've seen like I've met her a couple times like through songwriters that. Our friends are there, but were you here? You didn't do David Ryan Harris's show. I think Dave Jensen did.
I don't think so.
But anyways, he's a good friend of hers, and like I've seen her just play in a lot of different capacities too, and she's just like great in everything. Like she'll do like a reggae rock thing, and then she'll do like an acoustic ballad thing, and then she'll do kind of like a hip hoppy vocal thing, and it's like all there always. Like it's just amazing.
She's
so.
Awesome.
That's a good person to be influenced
yes.
by.
Yes.
So you're making a new record right now, right?
I'm planning to do it, yeah. You know how it always takes longer than you think. So,
you know,
yeah.
Whenever you make a record, you're like, we're going to knock this out in 2 months. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's like 9 months later, you're like, oh, it's going to be 3 more months? Okay.
What takes so long?
You just don't.
The writing or the
sometimes
studio?
It could
be anything. Could be anything. Could be the studio.
And life happens too.
Yep.
You know, you never know what comes in between, but there's always something. And I'm just, I have a few songs now. I still want to write and be able to choose from a few, but I'm actually getting together with somebody tomorrow to figure out, like, producing or arrangement and how and what. So, slowly. It's probably going to be a little EP. few songs.
Hey, 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 hey! Don't sell yourself short. Come on, it's gonna be awesome.
I'm just saying,
it's gonna be a big EP with a couple songs. Yeah. Say it like that. Sell it, right? Right, Eddie.
That's right.
The first time I ever recorded, I'll never forget this. Like, we took months. We booked it 6 months in advance. Big studio, Ocean Way Studios, great studio. And we get in there, we set everything up, we mic everything. Everybody's all ready. Engineer's like, "You guys ready?" We're like, "We're ready." He's like, "Push and record." We're like, not even 40 seconds into the first song, and the whole computer system crashes.
Oh, oh my god!
And the whole, like, we had to stop, and the whole day they were trying to fix the computers. They had to bring a whole nother computer system a whole new Pro Tools rig in. So the cool thing was the Ocean Wave was like, "We're going to give you that whole day for free." So we came in.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But it was so disappointing. It was like, I realized then, it's like, you know what? You don't ever dictate when the record's done. The record dictates when it's going to be finished and how it's going to be finished. And, oh, man, like, you hit obstacles when you record, just little things like that, you know? Yeah. So sometimes it's just, you know, it's either budget or it's timing or it's musicians or it's you want to get your takes better or it's like the mix isn't right or it's an arduous process. That's why when people are like, yeah, album should be free, it's like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, people. Yeah. Well, what else are you going to play us? Let's jump into another song. You want to play something from a record or you want to play live?
Yeah, we can do that first.
You got the songs on the...
Yeah.
Nice. This?
Yeah.
I prepared and everything.
Let's just play the first one on there.
Let's play the first
Closer
one on
there.
Closer
to Life?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it. Here we go.
Influenced by an artist, you're not going to hear much influence on this next song. That's all right, though. That's how you grow. I actually hear a lot of Evanescence in that.
Yes, and I do like Evanescence too a lot. I listen a lot to them, and this was, you know, one of those school projects.
Yep,
the school.
John Abela,
and he produced it. Yes,
I love him. Uh-huh. Awesome.
It was with the the original project. We wrote that song together, and those guys are always just. It was always more rocky.
Right. And you're like, I don't want to go there yet.
No, I really like it.
Like, what do you think about this song?
No.
Which is cool. Which is cool. It's all good. All that stuff is good. It's good to have different elements kind of like thrown into a song because it just gives it a different edge, you know?
Yeah.
Like your verse was like really like lilting and just cool. Yeah. And then it was like edgy. Ah! That's the part Eddie likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made his little horns come out. He's like, yeah, rock and roll. Live forever. You like that little British accent?
That was good. It was good. You should sing like that.
Actually, a lot of my friends have told me that I should sing with an Indian accent, but I don't know.
I love accents.
I can do an Indian accent, but it's never these accents.
Really good one.
Just kidding. So, what are you writing about now? Like, what are you thinking about putting on the record?
I am actually planning. I am very big into vegan stuff and environment, all that, you know, better world kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a song. I didn't bring that today, but I wrote a song about that and for that.
I was thinking, I'm thinking of names of songs that are vegan, like No More Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't be that obvious.
I'm just kidding.
But, and, you know, India stuff, like, kind of you can do with tongues or anything.
Like hide the message, but
happy,
like
kind of that kind of stuff. And
that's cool.
Also, whatever, you know, whatever I'm dealing with in my life will probably end up being in my songs.
Yeah, it's the story. You're the storyteller, right? Might as well just tell the story as it is.
True.
So where can people find you? Do you have a website or a Facebook or a SoundCloud or anything?
I have all of that.
Oh, let us know. What is it?
So my website is www.katherinejacob.com.
Spell it out. Yes.
KATHRINJAKOB. So there's no E in Katherine. Everybody always still puts one in.
Yeah, that's, I can see that.
And then
that's the German way.
Jacob with a K.
That's not the German way, though, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
They don't spell with a C?
No. Well, I guess some, but most of them.
Yeah, I know some Jacobs that spell with a G from Germany.
Mm-hmm, not me.
Just saying. Not me.
So that's my website. And I have, you can find me on Facebook, /KatherineJacobMusic. And SoundCloud, just type in my name as well. You'll find me.
All right. Yeah. What are you going to play us live next? What's next?
Actually, a song that Melly and me wrote together.
Aww, look at this co-writing.
And this is our first time performing it. So we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. It's called Life Makes Sense. Breathe out.
stuck in circles and I can't get out. There's still time to make it count. Reach within my soul to live right now. My deepest fears, 'cause isn't that the reason why they're here? Ignite your light. That's what mama told me all my life. Today's the day. No more turning back. Pull my head out of the sand. I see clearly now, and I finally understand that life makes sense. That life makes sense. That life makes sense. That life makes sense. I feel I'm all alone. I'm only human after all. Each step I take brings me closer to believe again. Today's the day. No more turning back. Pull my head out of. I see clearly now, and I finally understand that life makes sense. That life makes sense. That life makes sense. That life makes sense. That life makes sense.
Very nice. So you obviously wrote this from a place of clarity.
Yeah.
What was the moment that gave you the clarity? What was that aha, life makes sense moment?
I think it comes once in a while. I think it's not always there. And then
Eddie's still looking for that moment.
It still changes. The minute you think you have clarity, then it gets foggy again.
Exactly.
That's true, isn't it?
That's what it is. And I think it's... more if this came out of like I want to get to that moment, but definitely it comes sometimes, but then you lose it again and it comes again and it comes again. So it's yeah,
Eddie has that look of frustration on his face, like, because that's when will it come from
that's
me?
Friggin' life.
It's freaking life,
it's freaking life, man. It's a constant,
it's true though, but
it's
you
a
know
constant
what?
Process.
You know what? If it came already and it, that was it. That would be such a boring.
No, because then you can just relax the rest of the time.
No, but you'd be bored. You'd be like,
I would not be
all,
bored.
Everything's all.
I would find
out.
Something to occupy my time.
What would you do?
If
you
found that video clear? Games or something.
That, what a waste! What
if
a waste.
Everything was just clear at one moment, and I'd be like, I'd be fine.
No, because then the world you would be giving the world your humor.
I'm good.
You're like, everything's
I'd be
okay.
Fine. I'd be fine with them not having my
you
humor.
Found the clarity. That's yeah. It. Video games, and you're done.
But that's not that easy.
That's not that easy. Well, right on. So, are you playing out? Are you doing any touring? Are you playing any live shows? Any fun venues?
Not right now. I haven't done a lot lately, and I'm just in a writing process right now. So, I told...
And we were talking before the show. Yeah. When you were being late, as usual.
Hey, I was here on time.
I told him that.
I was here on time.
Like a minute late.
I like to be in the studio, and I do like to perform, but when I can be myself. And I don't like all the... animate the crowd. I mean, I can do it.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite.
Well,
so.
it's very artificial for the first.
Yes.
Well, we're talking about that because I found it interesting that, like, with musicians, there's some that do just like to be in the studio and have the controlled environment and can make it the way they want. And there's other people that live to play live.
You know, the funny thing is, I play out a little bit less now. I used to do, like, 6 days a week. I don't want to do that now. Now I do more writing and recording and producing and all that stuff. But this week, it would like gave me that, oh, yeah, this is what it's about. There's people jam-packed in a club, and everything's great. And then, like, the monitor right in front of me, which is, like, how I get my sound. I'm like, hey, can I get some guitar and vocals in that monitor? The guy's like, oh, no, man, it blew up, like, 2 days ago. So and I was just like, this is why I hate live music, because of those same kind of things. Like, there's so many things that can go wrong. There's so many little things that... You don't have a controlled musical environment at all. It's the exact opposite. It's the total opposite of being in a studio where it's like you can fine-tune everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, this is controlled. But I like that, too. I like that side. It's like a little bit wild. It kind of makes you appreciate. Yeah. I think both sides make you appreciate
the
other.
Yeah, you know? It just has to be, you know how LA is with all them venues, and you have to pay them, and it starts
Do that.
Exactly. So never I'm trying to find a way out of. Or that.
No, just tell yourself you will never do never. I've never done it. I will never do it.
Yeah,
never
and I don't want to be in that scene. And other than that, don't
be in that scene.
It can be great playing live.
Yes,
when you can, especially when you can play your own music or something that you really, really like.
That's what I love. That's what you should all be doing.
Yeah.
If for any new artist, don't do the pay to play. That's bullshit. That's total bullshit. That's promoters trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, artists should be paid. It's like you work on your craft. You should be paid. You should be. Playing your own stuff. I get when clubs are like, can you throw in a couple covers? Yeah, totally. We did that at Sundance. We threw David Bowie in Fame. That's a great song. He just died. Let's pay tribute. Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, I'll throw some Jimi Hendrix in. I love Jimi Hendrix. It's great. Cool. But it's like, you know, a lot of clubs want you to not be yourself. They like want you to be, can you be Justin Bieber for this like show?
Ugh, who wants to be that?
Eddie, I see a little Bieber in you.
No.
But you know what? It's cool. When you're ready to play out, the world will be waiting. So get out there when you're ready. What are you going to play us? Let's play something from the studio again.
Okay, so what I have on there, I don't know, maybe we just want to play a little section of it. To show.
Okay.
I was doing some yodeling last year.
Oh, that's cool. That. I like
and,
that.
And I did record that. Yeah. So how
wait, can you do like a live yodel right now?
Yeah.
Let's see you do a live yodel. Oh, man. I'm excited. This is awesome.
He taught me to yodel. Yodel-ay-dee-ay-dee.
That is awesome! When you woke up this morning, you didn't know you were going to be
think
in,
I'd have a yodeler
in the presence
here.
Of a yodeler.
No.
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, play the yodels. Let's
all right,
do this.
Here we go.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel with the yodeler. On a clear and sunny day, there I met a yodeling guy in a little Swiss chalet. He taught me to yodel, yodel. He taught me to yodel, yodel. So now I'm gonna teach you all to yodel.
That was so badass! Oh my god!
That should be all over the radio.
That should be all... seriously, that was like a party.
Yeah,
like,
that should be all over the radio.
I can't believe you just wanted a little piece of that plane.
Well, it might, you know, I might be a little much. It's like, hey, hey, all the time.
That should be all over the radio.
All right, all over. I loved it.
That like, is so much better than 80% of the crap they put on the radio.
That's true. And it's got so much personality. And it was like a party. It was like, dude, I was like, feeling that.
If anybody wants to see the video for that, it's on YouTube.
What's it where?
He taught me how to yodel Catherine Jacob. If you type that in, you're going to find it. It's a funny video. It's
I'm going to look. I'm going to go home.
You should be promoting that around everywhere.
You should be promoting that everywhere. Like,
dude, they had me like German TV stations came out here because they heard that I was yodeling in Hollywood. So they had me run into Walk of Fame in my dindle and my Bavarian dress. They had me yodel like walking around. People were looking at me. I'm just yodeling like I'm doing that every day.
No one's yodeling in Hollywood. You should be yodeling
true.
Here.
That could be your shtick.
Yeah,
that will turn people's heads.
Yeah, I did some yodeling stuff last year. I sang at the Vegan Oktoberfest as well.
Should end every show with yodeling.
I was thinking the same, honestly, no
every
joke.
Every single show.
I was thinking the same thing. You should end every show with yodeling.
Yeah, like, people like it. Nobody
people will
does.
Come out to see that.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, it is so, that's so unique. You don't get to see that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing that you go out
that
to
will
see.
Open, that'll open doors to other things.
Dude, that yeah. I was like ready to yodel.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And you, like I was in it.
No, that's,
it was
like, that's one of those things that makes people feel good and have fun,
dude. Yeah. That's what I was just thinking too, Eddie. We're like so connected. Just, you need to be sick more often. We're on the same level right now.
It's
man.
Just a lot of Dayquil.
No, really, a lot of Dayquil. Really, really. Like I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I was thinking, how can anybody be unhappy? Listening
no, say it like that's this
it's such a happy sound. It's a joyous sound.
Yeah.
Jewel was a big yodeler. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She still is. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you. And
yeah,
you...
the world's best yodeler just died, actually. He was
really?
German. Yeah, he was old, but he was
what was
insane.
His name?
Franz Lang.
How do you become the world's best yodeler?
Well, you have to listen. If you look him up, you know why.
I'm having some new
He's
goals.
He's doing it so fast. It's crazy. It's not that it's like super pretty, actually, if you listen to it, but it's just crazy how people...
The fast. It was
yeah,
so rhythmic, how, too.
Yeah.
It's so tribal, but it's also like fun tribal. It's not like... Heavy emotional, like...
No, that taps into, like, base things inside of people when they hear that.
No, dude, it was joy. Yeah. I honestly...
No, you should promote that. You should put that all over social media.
You're the first yodeler for LA Talk Radio and Wake Up Hollywood.
No, that should be all over Twitter and Facebook and everything else.
I totally agree. That was awesome. You've never...
So, you two be the first ones that's going to share it.
Because that will get people... That'll get people...
Excited.
That'll get people to look at other things that you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff you really are passionate about.
Well, who says she's not passionate?
Well, I don't think she wants to just do yodeling her whole life. I'm
just
saying, like, she likes her other song. I'm saying that will...
Don't disappoint me, Eddie.
That will open the door for people to look at, like, oh, this is what else she can do.
No, really, it's a tremendous thing, and it's not easy. And I love that song, how you start the yodel slow,
mm-hmm.
and then you get super crazy with it.
That's the funnest part about it.
So
especially
awesome.
Live, we're doing it, like, faster sometimes.
Yeah, you should...
Even
amazing.
Every live show, you should end with that.
And who was the guitarist that played on that?
Jackson Allen.
Oh, man. Jackson. Mm-hmm. Killing it on mm-hmm. the lead stuff, man. I thought it was.
You'll have live venues going crazy if you
Dude,
would ever show up.
You've got to yodel. You need to get out there and yodel. Catherine Jacob.
Yeah.
One more time. Where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, www.catherinejacob.com.
Spell it out.
KATHRINJAKOB. Don't put no E's in
No
it.
E, no C.
No E, no C.
And then you can find me on Facebook. Type in my name, you'll find me. Type in my name on SoundCloud, you find me. Type in my name on YouTube, you'll find me.
Do it.
Do
and
it.
And she yodels.
She'll yodel for
what
you.
What more can you ask for? I love it. Catherine, yeah. We're going to have you back because I just want to hear you yodel again in person.
Yeah,
and
all right.
I want more yodeling
yeah.
in our studio audience too. I want more yodeling in the studio, period.
Yeah, there should be.
I need more yodeling in my life, Eddie. On behalf of Eddie Pence and I, we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.